Moving on to the taxonomic class Cryptogamia, a subdivision of organism within the kingdom Plantae. Why don't we start with the origin of the word, and then I'll let you go. Crypto refers to, well, who can tell me the English translation? I will give you a hint. The origin comes from the Greeks. Correct, to conceal or hide. And how about gamia? Not quite. Gamia is derived from the Greek verb to marry, like in polygamy or monogamy, but taken to its natural conclusion, I suppose that a marriage would produce a seed, as you have deduced. Moreover, the defining characteristic of this class is that they do not bear seeds at all, hence the components of the name. In tomorrow's lecture, we will discuss the more intricate aspects of the reproduction, namely their spores. For now, I will leave you with your final reminder to continue studying your Greek. It will serve you well in the future. Enjoy the rest of your day. You are not nearly as discreet as you think you are, scurrying into the lecture hall, desperately trying and failing to not draw too much attention to yourself. You had piqued my interest ever since the first glance, taking a seat in the very last row, hoping that you would never be called upon and would never need to speak up. Your voice is far too high-pitched to ever pass as a man, even a young one. And your clothes are ill-fitting, clearly borrowed or perhaps stolen from a boy over twice your height and width. Much as you try, there is no concealing your femininity. It is only a matter of time before the boys catch on as well. I stop you after this lecture, stealthily tapping on your shoulder as you nearly sprint out of the lecture hall. Unsurprisingly, you are startled. You must have expected that you could escape unnoticed. You turn around, your eyes immediately darting to the floor, hoping that I would not get a good look at your face. Without divulging too much of my purpose, I ask you to come to my office. You say nothing in return. Instead, you simply nod, your eyes still pointed at your feet. I expect nothing less.
Yes, you can come in.
Ah, there you are. I am glad you remembered our appointment. Please take a seat. Are you enjoying the university thus far? Awfully different from any boys' school you have attended before, correct? The professors expect much from our pupils. None of that boyish recklessness is tolerated here, as you have probably already seen. Quite shy, aren't you? You cannot even meet my eyes.
Look at me.
Ah, there are your eyes. Now, is there something you would like to tell me? Some information that you have withheld from me and from this prestigious institution? Nothing? Nothing at all? I'm giving you a chance to be honest with me. If you choose not to take it, well, then you might not like the consequences. Tell me what I already know to be true. Or would you rather show me? Would that be easier? Without a word, you remove your wig and the cascade of your hair topples down your shoulders. Not that I require proof of my hypothesis, but the validation is satisfying. You must figure that this is sufficient evidence of your sex as you remain silent, likely embarrassed that your facade was so transparent. I asked you to explain yourself, half out of curiosity to hear what sort of argument you can come up with. You are not hesitant in your retort. Your reasoning is, as I expected, a sheltered girl seeking to expand her knowledge of the world. Kept at home, made into the image of a perfect, polished young lady, and looking for something beyond her narrow scope of the world. Irritated as I was, your story does pull at my heartstrings, probably much more than I'm willing to admit. If your mere presence was not so risky to the integrity of my career, I would have been almost proud of you. Well, flattered as I am that you would sneak your way into this institution in my class, I must ask that you leave immediately. Give some excuse to the Chancellor and be on your way. Besides, do you not have a governess or some other sour-faced lady for your teachings? Where is she? You have already paid the tuition, have you not? Surely you, or rather your parents, could afford that for you. Her services were discontinued once you became of age, I see, and her lessons were basic, only topics that are pertinent to you and your circumstances. That does not surprise me. What use would some little aristocratic girl have for botanical taxonomy? I cannot teach you how to embroider a cushion or manage your household or any other necessary duties for a lady of your breeding. Oh, do not look at me like that. You cannot escape the inevitable trajectory of your life. You will be married off to some foppish aristocrat with more money than he knows what to do with. You will make him plenty of babies, and you will try to find contentment as a wife and mother. Your children will grow up and continue the cycle. Such is the life you were born into. Nothing I say or do will change that. And that is the precise reason you are not permitted at this university. Any higher education would only interfere with that arrangement. It supersedes both you and me. You should feel gratified that your biggest problem will be where to spend your honeymoon and not how to put food on the table. I sympathize with you, really, I do. But I cannot allow you to remain in my class. If the powers that be discover that I have allowed you to stay despite your conditions, then I will more than likely be dismissed. If I am fortunate, I will only be reprimanded and then disqualified from ever getting tenure. Neither option is desirable to me, so it will be best if we avoided that situation entirely. Send a letter to the Chancellor indicating your intention to terminate your studies. Do you really wish to continue this debate? If you cannot handle this on your own, then I must report you myself and that everyone will know of this little stunt you tried to pull. Is that what you want? Sheepishly, you look down at your clasped hands. Nearly whispering, you utter a singular no in response. Self-satisfied with my coaxing, I again instruct you to take your leave. Your only response is a defiant, unblinking, fiery glare. Again, you refuse. Why is this so important to you? In the grand scheme of things, what can my teaching do for you? To prove to yourself that you could. I see. If I keep your secret, you must swear to me that you will do as I say. Whatever that may be, you must obey my orders. I am risking a lot by letting you stay. Do not ruin both of our careers here by violating my rules. Is that clear? Good girl. For one thing, you will give a believable alibi to your parents and anybody else who will be wondering where you are. I don't care what you say, just make it convincing. You are in the best position to determine what they will and will not believe. For another, you are not to remain on the grounds of the university unless you are attending a class. No time spent in the library, common rooms, courtyard, nothing. You are to go to class and then to go home. And you will comply with any other commands I see fit to impose. If I ever catch you defying me, then I will immediately report you and I will remove myself from the situation entirely. Are those terms satisfactory? Good girl. One last thing. I must trust that you will obey my commands. Come here. Yes, come closer. Closer, closer, right here at my side. Now, bend over my lap. I think you know where this is headed. Pain is the quickest way to determine your resolve. Hesitating? What did I just tell you about obedience? That's a good girl. As directed, you drape yourself over my lap, gripping my thighs to hold yourself in place. I pull the ill-fitting trousers down your legs as you whimper in anticipation. You know I have no intention of being gentle with you. And you are right. It is a lesson that you don't yet deserve, but one you will need to learn regardless. Once your bare ass is revealed to me, I pause for time. It is cruel of me, I know, but a part of me wants to leave you waiting and anticipation. Mostly for my own amusement, rather than for enforcing my lesson upon your exquisite ass. Without warning, I spank you 5 times. You yelp in surprise, and then in pain. To my astonishment, there are no tears. I continue. 5 more spanks. You bite your lip to suppress any noises. I suspect that you are trying to hide your moans, but I make no comment. I do not need to speculate that you are enjoying this, though. I am already feeling your juices seeping through the fabric of my own pants. Truthfully, I am becoming aroused despite myself. Once the spanks are through, I rest my hand against your tender cheeks. You continue to tremble against me. I do not feel the need to continue the lesson. I already have my answer. More than that, my curiosity is piqued. I ask you if you are aware of your own pleasure. You say nothing. Your only response is to squirm in my lap. It seems that any repressed embarrassment has finally caught up with you. I press you down, holding you in place, gripping your long hair tight. No, no, no. You promised that you would obey me. I asked you a question. Were you enjoying what I was doing to you? Answer me. That's what I thought, good girl. Would you like me to continue? All right. Then count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Good girl. Your ass is on fire, sweetheart. Shall I keep going? Very well, good girl. You like this so much. I can see that. Now be a very good, obedient girl and keep counting with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Good girl. Do you know how I know you're enjoying this? My thigh is coated in your juices. Can't you feel it? And I can feel your stiff little nipples poking into my thigh. Even those layers of fabric can't hide it. Would you like me to take care of that little ache between your legs? Then ask me nicely. Try that again. I know you feel embarrassed, bent over my lap, your ass in the air, being spanked like a petulant child. But you must overcome that. Now, ask me again, nicely. Good. Good girl. Now spread your legs a little wider. Let my finger go inside your wetness. How tightly you're gripping me. That's just one finger. You needed this more than you let on, sweetheart. Good girl. Can you feel how deep I am inside you? All the way up to my knuckle. How would a second one feel to you? squirming again. Feels strange. Yes, yes, I know. Just stay still and adjust to it. Try to relax. Don't tense up. Good girl. Good girl. Your sweet little cunt is sucking my fingers in. It doesn't want me to pull out. Eager and willing for the slightest caress. So eager, so needy. If I press in a little deeper and curl my fingers up, bucking into my hands, are we? Keep your hips still. Do not grind into my thigh. You will take my fingers and be grateful for them. Your pleasure is mine to give and mine alone. Don't move. Whatever you're feeling, pain or pleasure, don't let it command you. Good girl. Feel me moving my fingers. In and out. In and out. Making you clench on my fingers. Oh, stay still like that. Like a good girl. Loving your lesson. Obedient little girl. And this other hole, doesn't it look just so inviting? I could just run my finger around its outline. Oh, what a squeal! Have you ever touched that place before? Is that one of the tender spots that you dare not touch unless you are sure to be undisturbed? Would that be far too shameful for a lady such as yourself? God forbid anybody knew about that nasty little habit of yours. Is this what you imagine when you touch yourself at night? Bent over a man's lap. One of his hands fingering your cunt. The other rubbing the little pucker of your ass. Desperately trying not to cry out in pleasure. Feeling his hard cock pressing into you. Oh, you can feel how aroused I am, can't you? Are you thinking of how it would feel to have this cock inside you? Inside the beautiful cunt that I'm exploring with my fingers? Or maybe in that smart little mouth? Or even in that tight little ass. You cannot lie to me. You were considering it. Just for a moment, you thought about something big and hard, stretching you out. Good girl. By the time I'm through with you, good girl, I will know your body so much better than even you do. Good girl. You will beg for it, good girl. Feels so good, doesn't it? Shh! No moaning, no squealing. This will never work if the boys hear you. You can be as loud as you like when we are truly alone. Then I will make you scream. You can be sure of that. I expect discipline from you in both mind and body. I will take charge of your sensations. Your pleasure is beholden to my will. No! You are not to come without permission. Is that clear? Good girl. Based on those little noises, the task is becoming more challenging by the second. The pain must be dissipating, transforming into something else. That stretching ache, now an itch that needs scratching. Do you need it more than anything? More than the air you breathe? Is that throbbing between your legs too much to bear? Ask me then. Say, please, sir, may I come on your fingers to me, and I may let you. Go on then, say it. I know this is demeaning for you. You don't see me as your superior, and that must be rectified. What? That little voice in your head, the one that affirms each vain, narcissistic thought, it must be snuffed out. Oh, don't play dumb. I know the way you think. It's conditioning to you. A young woman of your birthright has the word wrapped around a little finger, especially if she looks as cherubic as you do. But this lesson will only work if you can be taught obedience, only if you can learn to comply. Obey my commands, find the slightest hint of restraint in your mind and your body, and we may find harmony between us. You came here for an education, didn't you? Well, you're getting one now, surely. Try again, pet. Ask me again. That was passable, but not enough, I'm afraid. And I think you have lost your chance. I've made up my mind. No coming for you today. What? Complaining, are you? You will not complain. You will take whatever I see fit to give you and be grateful for it. Sweet girl, I never said this would be easy. Come on, get up. Stand up like a good girl. Stand up. There we go. Oh yes, look at those blushing cheeks. Still not quite satisfied, are we? Is that tickle still there? You'll have to take care of it yourself, I'm afraid. If it makes you feel any better, I'm in the same boat, but you surely felt that, didn't you? Feeling you squirm on my lap, listening to your muffled little whimpers. I was unbearably hard. How could you not feel what you did to me? Well, come back here after class tomorrow. Let's revisit this arrangement. Maybe I will give you what you so desperately need then. Are we agreed? Good girl. Go on. Off with you now. See you tomorrow then, obedient little girl.